I'm John Lemley. Glad to have you with me for City Cafe. No matter where you live, you have to compete to get ahead. It is an art form, but it's also a science, and it turns out that there is a large body of research about what makes a winner. And that offers some insights that might surprise you. It's the subject of a new book from a best-selling team of authors who will be in Atlanta this week to talk about both success and failure in our lives. Their visit is just one of the literary events previewed now by the AJC Decatur Book Festival's Darren Wong. Welcome back.
Good to see you again, John.
Now, Darren, the authors I was alluding to a moment ago are Poe Bronson and Ashley Merriman. And it was only a few years ago that they challenged a lot of conventional wisdom about child rearing.
Yeah, their book, Nurture Shock, really kind of reset the conversation about how we raise our children and challenged a lot of the assumptions that we've had over the years. So they're back with their new book called Top Dog, The Science of Winning and Losing. And they are looking at, you know, hard science of these issues, whether it's on the playing field or whether it's in life. You know, for example, he talks about a certain single biochemical, which is perhaps one of the best predictors of winners and losers on the playing field.
So all the way from the nature of competition as humans encounter it, all the way up to how it unfolds in the 21st century.
Yeah, and it's a fascinating topic, and Poe Bronson's a fantastic speaker, and I've heard very good things about Ashley Merriman, so this should be a wonderful talk. So this is at the Atlanta History Center tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Darren, our next visiting author this week, has written a biography of the man who is one of the immense figures of the last century.
Both physically but and historically. Michael Sheldon is in with his new book, Young Titan, The Making of Winston Churchill. It's a look at his formative years, his childhood and the years before he became, you know, the icon of mm-hmm. World War II and the champion of Europe.
So Sheldon really leads us down this path, this timeline of the man who would eventually become Britain's prime minister during the Second World War and beyond.
So Sheldon's new book is Young Titan, The Making of Winston Churchill, and he is at the Decatur Library, and this is a Wednesday night at 7:15 at the Georgia Center for the Book event.
As we may have discussed before, I don't really cook myself. I live with a chef, so it's really not necessary. However, I still love to read cookbooks, talk about cooking, and watch the wealth of cooking shows that are now on TV. I think I may be the model audience member for Casey Barber and Neely Dozier this weekend.
It's possible, although we might be in competition here because I'm really looking forward to this.
And you cook.
Yeah, I occasionally get in the kitchen. This actually sounds like just so much fun. It's Casey Barber and Neely Dozier at a new venue for us, the Atlanta Contemporary Arts Center, and their ongoing lecture series. And the name of the book is Classic Snacks Made from Scratch, 70 Homemade Versions of Your Favorite Brand Name Treats. You know, all this hubbub about the Twinkie going away. Mm-hmm. You want to know how to make your make a Twinkie? These folks will tell you how to make a Twinkie.
Even though they're both food bloggers, they have slightly different backgrounds. Casey Barber from Better Homes and Gardens.
Yeah, writes for Better Homes and Gardens and Good Food Stories, which is the name of her blog. And Neely Dozier, who's one of her blogs, is Dixie Caviar.
I love that name.
It's a lot of fun, isn't it? So, again, they're over at the Atlanta Contemporary Arts Center, and this is coming up Saturday at 11 in the morning. So, you know, I'm guessing there might be lunch samples. I don't know. I'm not guaranteeing it, but it might happen.
Well, as you might imagine, you now have left me hungry. You want to go grab a bite?
Let's do it.
Darren, thank you for another week's worth of author appearances, other literary events. I understand you're not with us next week, next Monday.
I'm taking a little trip, so I'm going to send in Philip Rafshoon, the festival's new program director, to come in and talk about some titles.
Well, that'll be great fun, but we look forward to having you back with us week after next.
Absolutely.
For more information about anything Darren and I have talked about over the past few minutes, visit wabe.org/citycafe.